Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold, the brilliant analyst of what's going on in world events, and also the deep state and the, if you want to call it the, I like to use this term, cadaver dog of all the dark bones of like the Society of Skull and Bones, otherwise known as in New England. What we're dealing with is some very dark people. Like, we're going to talk about first about Paul Ryan's amnesty bill. There's two bills floating around, the Good Lad bill and then the amnesty bill that Paul Ryan and a group within the Republican Party and some Democrats are pushing. Which one is going to become law? And this could be a major effector of the 2018 election. Go through the analysis. Gary.
Yeah, well, what we've got going on, we've got 38 Republican congressmen who are retiring, including Paul Ryan.
Right.
And why there isn't one or two strong enough congressmen to kick him out right now, because he's...
He should be kicked out because before he caused more damage, because it's obvious to me, like other congressmen, people are enraged by his behavior. It's not appropriate, is it?
No, it's very deadly, and we've talked about it before, his relationship to the deep state.
Right.
Being an Aspen fellow and being in the family of David Boron, who trains the Interpol, deep state, Justice Department, FBI, NSA, all that type of stuff.
And, that's at the University of Oklahoma, isn't it, where they do that training?
Right, the University of Oklahoma. David Boron was the longest-sitting chairman of the Senate Intelligence House Subcommittee, and he made Oklahoma University the place where you train all of these people. Then he quit, like a lot of these Republicans are quitting, to go to his ideal job, which is head of the University of Oklahoma.
Right.
Now we've got 40 other, almost 40 Republicans retiring, and on the list of Paul Ryan's group, you know, that's going to join with the Democrats to push it through, are just in California. There's Daryl Issa, Stephen Knight, Dana Roybacher, and David Baladio.
They're all going to try to support Ryan's bill.
Yeah, they're all on record supporting Ryan's.
What are the key elements of this?
People are retiring this year. So they're being cut off by the Chamber of Commerce. I just mentioned the California ones because there's plenty of other ones.
What are the chief elements of this? Because obviously when it goes to the Senate, if the bill passes to the Senate, it's going to get even more liberalized by the large number of Democrats there. What are the key elements of this, which I'm sure Donald Trump won't sign if it's not dealing with the total number and the lottery, as well as the chain migration issues, and the border wall? I mean, if it doesn't include all those four elements, Trump's not going to sign it, is he?
He's not going to sign this one. This is designed to create the immigration, you know, get the streets.
It's a fiasco bill, in other words. It's not a bill to get it passed. it's actually to split the party and cause destruction for Trump and his agenda,
right.
Isn't it?
Once the Democrats get a majority, Trump will be impeached because they don't care why.
And that's what Al Mueller was about. It wasn't even about prosecuting him directly through a grand jury, which you can't. It was about setting up the stage to say, if we can interview Trump and he even just shaves his answers to questions, we'll say it was obstruction of justice. It'll be handed over to a blue wave of the Democratic House of Representatives, and they'll start impeachment proceedings on the basis of the findings of the Mueller probe. That's what this is all about.
Manafort was a minute and 27 seconds. He talked to somebody that they interpreted as trying to jury rig a trial or influence witnesses.
It, witness tampering, you call it, right?
Jail for a minute and a half phone call, and of course, you know, if I was calling my friends, I'd be asking for advice on how to get out of deep trouble. And so that they've made a crime in order to throw him in the tank, and he.
Well, they're just. All Mueller's trying to do is a final desperate move to make certain they can try to get some shade of statement by someone close to Trump, so they can use it as a grounds for impeachment. It's not to prosecute him directly; it's to remove him from the presidency.
Exactly. And with this Ryan's group, you know, again, he's got the gaggle of Republicans that are, you know, looks like, just looking at it, I haven't counted them out. Let me look at the ones I've highlighted in yellow here.
Right. In other words, you got more articles. We'll actually put up a video of them on live stream to Vimeo after the show for, say, 10 or 15 minutes, so we can actually get this up really quickly. This is live. Boom. You go to our live stream to our Vimeo channel, and you can actually just put in Vimeo channel, Dr. Bill Deagle, or Nutramedical. It'll pop up, and then you can actually watch the show live, or as soon as it's done, you can watch it anytime you want free.
Right. I sent you the raw information. I'll send you one that highlights those Republicans that are quitting and are part of this. So it looks like about 40%, 45%. So there's probably about 16 to 18 of these Republicans that are retiring that are joining Paul Ryan and getting rewarded by the roundtable and the CFR and the Chamber of Commerce. So
in other words, they're moving from their congressional manipulation to a quote job outside the beltway, but they're still going to get rewarded, right?
Right, because this is huge. If they can break the borders, that's what they need to, you know, destroy America's national sovereignty, to do what they've done in Europe and all these other places. And so, and also the deep state sees that there, you know, more people are waking up every day. So
yeah, you give a list of all the, you got a list of all these representatives too, and I think that list you gave me, which is a list of congressional Republicans stabbing the country in the back for the Chamber of Commerce Business Roundtable and the Council on Foreign Relations. And the ones you have listed up in red, are they the backstabbers?
The ones in red are just California. There's a bunch more.
Right, I know the whole list here. So in other words, you listed them from California. Why do you want to put the ones in California in red?
Well, that's because my mailing list and so forth is mostly the West and local people. And
stuff. Yes, there's a lot of them here. I think, what's the total number, Ron? As you say, something like in the 20s?
The total that are resigning are close to 38 or 40, and it looks like there's probably 18 that are joined Paul Ryan and Jeff Denham, who is from California.
Well, why the hell do they think this is going to do anything? If anything, it's going to actually destroy the old remnants of the Republican Party, because it's becoming a new populist Republican GOP party. And as far as I'm concerned, this is actually like amputating the gangrenous limbs of the party.
Right. No, this is important. As long as people, you know, get the names, they got to know who to separate. And we've provided that over our broadcast by mentioning the Ripon Society and how people can tell a globalist from a patriot or a true representative.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. And again, I'm reading off one sentence or two here of you. Paul Ryan was and is a snake in the grass. Behind the smiley exterior lies a globalist traitor of the First Order. One could judge another's political savvy by his perception of Paul Ryan. He is in the same league as Marco Rubio, another globalist maniac, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
amazing. And because, of course, we have the neocon John Bolton and McCain. These are also people that try to pretend that they're on Trump's side, but they're actually globalists. Remember, Bolton actually wrote the PNAC documents, and his previous behavior is terrifying, disgusting, and obscene at the very best.
Well, what's happened within the last week is the white helmets that we exposed on earlier programs
right.
were funded by Britain and the United States, and they're the ones that were giving false testimony. And
yeah, you're talking about the bombing in Syria, where they went to the hospital.
One America Network, they had a video going actually to the site this last April, and they couldn't find anybody that could relate to any gas attack. And that was the one where we had our representative, Nikki, whatever her name is, at the UN, attack Syria and pass more sanctions on them. But it was false flag from A to B, A to Z. And this week, the U.S. State Department under Trump sent the white helmets $3.5 million. So
in other words, through the State Department, they're still giving one third of the funding for the white helmets. And these maniacs were the ones that falsely claimed that Syria did a chemical attack against their own citizens.
Exactly. So Trump is losing control of, he needs more people packed.
Right. In other words, he's surrounded by maniacs, globalists, and Satanists, and we need to have him surrounded with good people and good information, which, by the way, we've been trying for months to help him with his next step in North Korea. I think if he doesn't get good advice, he's going to screw it up.
Most of you know that...
Shoppers, Gary Richard Arnold, please continue. A lot of people don't understand Reagan, and he opened up, he said, who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs in was Ronald Reagan. He started this whole immigration mess, and it was amplified by the Democrats and the globalists, both in the Republican and Democratic Party. It's obvious Ryan and these traitorous Republicans are trying to put forward a bill that never was going to get signed by Trump. And according to Ryan, I think he said it was like 3.4 million people that are DACA or DACA plus, but have they stopped the chain migration and the lottery? Or as their number so high, it's basically going to flood our country with instant Democrats. What's going on?
Now that American people are employed and getting higher wages, they want to destroy that and put more people on welfare to prevent the middle class from forming and having any continuity. They want people dependent on the government, period. And these guys are for it. The same with these chambers of commerce and roundtables and Council on Foreign Relations aren't nationalists. They don't care about the United States except what they can get out of it and what areas that they can cut up and save for their own castles and retreats and feudal kingdoms. But that's what we have in California. We're divided up by, Packard and Hawes and Irvine and several different areas, and it's the foundations that are the extension of the deep state, running CIA and deep state projects all over, and going right down to your city, including taking away your representatives, your dopey city council people and dopey supervisors that rubber stamp everything or sending all their authority to COGS, councils of government.
And, which are COGS are just representatives of
the bank, and you look at the local foundations are paying for internationalists to come in and run them.
Right, and the COGS, of course, is just a proxy for the foundations that are controlled by the global billionaires and trillionaires like the Rothschilds. So that's what's going on, isn't it?
When I worked in Washington, D.C., K Street is the most glamorous. Any bar you would go to, you would, you'd be, treated royally. There's parties that are ongoing in Georgetown. There's people constantly at the door of the congressmen and Senate. They have no idea what's going on at home because all the action is inside the Beltway. And that's where the press, the New York Times, the Washington Post, every congressman that gets up in the morning and the staff grabs a copy of that. So they're in a crazy psychological condition there right away. So they don't know the power came from the people that elected them. And they also know that these powers, these lobbyists, have control over the network, the media, that's 90% plus controlled across the United States. couple of wire services, a few networks, and control of the cable. The only thing that backfired on them was when they gave us the internet, we started talking to each other, and it's become a real threat to them, and they're starting to split. And so I fear we're going to have some really radical action going between now and November, because this congressional fight is really important. And I encourage people, even if you got a moderate in there, to get close to the candidate, so you can talk and influence his volunteers, his family, and so forth, in order to keep it as real for him as you can. You might try to, you know, make them an ally and give, if you can, convince a wife or a child of some of these bad things that are going on. You may save
right.
a congressman. You may save a country. You know, it's a lack
right.
of. You lost the war because he could,
right.
you know, get the horseshoe on the horse.
Let me run through some of these backstabbing, vote to quit Republican Congress people, Congress critters, I like to call them. And I'm just going to give the last name and not the state. Barton, Brooks, Kaufman, Collins, Costello, Curbelo, Davis, Dent, Donovan, Faso, Fitzpatrick, Gonzalez, Colon, Holtgren, Bird, Issa, Joyce, Patco, King, Knight, LaMalta, Lance, Long, Love, MacArthur, Mast, Meehan, Paulson, Poliquin, Reed, Reichert, Rohrbacher, Rooney, Loss, Lettinen, Roser, Schuster, Simpson, Smith, Stefanik, Stivers, Taylor, Thompson, Trott, Upton, Valadeo, Young, and Young. I mean, this is quite obscene. And what we're seeing right now is a revolt trying to really further try to paralyze and switch the numbers. So if they think they get enough numbers, they will try to impeach Trump. And people need to know it's the impeachment of Trump is not just a thing here in America. If they can, the deep state, which is transnational, can get rid of Trump, they're going to basically nullify the idea that any nation has a border. They want to basically have trade zones for globalists, and they want the bankers to run everything, and eventually go to an e-currency system where they not only have control of every transaction, in 5 to 7 years they want to hack even into your consciousness. People don't know what's coming, do they?
It's, no they don't. The movie Metropolis was quite accurate in their portrayals, as was Brave New World and Animal Farm and some of the other projections. But these people, actually the fiction writers themselves, were tied into the Fabian Society and a lot of the networks that want to have the world as their product, and we as their, you know, animal farms.
Well, they want to treat us like animals. They want to keep us separate. You see, the real thing, the epiphany that's going to happen is when people spiritually connect, then their logic and their emotions can then operate properly, because they're darkened by the globalist satanic elite that basically try to break us into balkanistic groups. So they have the left and the right and the other people with all the different viewpoints, when in actual fact it's like we need to negotiate because we're an organism. It's like, you know, like your left hand trying to cut off your right hand. It's part of the same body. And we have to understand that. And what's going on in politics is very, very bad here. In fact, I think the latest, I think we have a couple of congressional delegation in California. It shows the numbers here in terms of Democrats, Democrat percentage, Republican percentages, etc., and the balance of power. It's increased more and more and more in terms of what's going on as congressional delegates here in California, too, right?
Yeah, we're virtually a satellite country being supported by Red China. In fact, Hollywood, Red China has a great hand in it, but also Red China, there is very much an element from the secret societies. You look at the Schwarzman scholarships by Skull and Bones, vice president of Blackstone, you know, and you look at all the industries that moved from the eastern coast and the manufacturing and in the Midwest that got moved to China in the last 20, 25 years, the globalists that control us still have a big hand in China, so they still have some reins and some influence. I mean, for Apple to decide to go set up in Red China means that certainly the owners of Apple feel pretty safe in that type of tyranny and dictatorship.
Right.
They're not going to, you know, take a chance because they've got their contacts pretty smooth.
They have their globalist backing, in other words. They have the globalist backing. But you see, I think the rug is going to be pulled out from under them by Donald Trump and his people because they're starting to get wise to this. And China is going to have to rearrange how they operate with the West here very shortly, aren't they? Into discussing the IG report from Horowitz, and this is going to set the stage for what's going to happen in the next few months with either a separate second counsel, the prosecution, the call for indictments, and the actual ordering of customized orange jumpsuits for the criminals that are in our deep state that need to go to prison without daytime in a open air prison or spa type prison, and no contact with the media or rights to actually publish books while they're in prison. How's that?
Yeah, we can't have these guys making money. sorry, my computer just started talking to me here.
Right. Okay, go ahead. Give your analysis of the IG report. What do you think is happening? We had some information yesterday from Scott Adams. By the way, our show is now broadcast over a late-night podcast, a late-night 8 to 10 to 12 on Red State Talk Radio, and it's 7 days a week because I do a live show on Sunday night, 7 to 9 Pacific, which is 10 to 12 Eastern Time. And we can even take call-ins on our Sunday show, so it's live. So, fill us in. What do you see coming?
Yeah. Well, again, the report was done by Horowitz, who was appointed by Obama, and it hid as much information as it possibly could, but what was on surface, they talked like the evidence that was in their hands didn't amount to anything. It was like when Comey came before the U.S. and talked about Hillary and all the crimes she committed, and at the end of his speech he says, therefore I see no crime here. And Horowitz pretty much, I think, did the same thing. You see,
I think that last sentence, Trump had a comment on air about that. That the comment that Horowitz made at the end was like, I saw lots of criminality and I saw a lot of attacks against Trump, but by the way, there was no criminality. No, that's foolish. It's like seeing a bleeding patient on the middle of the highway after they've been on their motorcycle hit by a truck and not saying that there's any blood on the pavement. It's ridiculous.
And then Ray, W-R-A-Y, the head of the FBI now,
right,
says he's going to give them, etiquette training.
After this is not etiquette. This
and
is,
then they call it non-political. I mean, who's fooling who? I mean, we're still sitting here crazy as hell. I mean, I'd like to see that Judge Jeanine as replace our attorney general. It doesn't, I'm sure his voice is going higher and higher because he doesn't have it.
Well, look, Sessions is ridiculous. He's probably the worst attorney general we've ever had. And Rosenstein now is so arrogant, he's even threatening the staff of the Senate and the congressional committees that are actually trying to investigate to get the documents so they can make an oversight opinion. I think this is beyond ridiculous. Rosenstein himself is a criminal. He's the one who approved the first FISA warrant based on this false dossier. Rosenstein himself should be indicted. I mean, you know, they need to start investigating the investigators. How's that?
Absolutely. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can't have an attorney general having somebody else take his place. It's more corrupted and more...
Well, this is all part of the cabal. I mean, Rosenstein and Comey and Mueller were all buddies. I mean, these are legal buddies.
Yeah, no, this is a gang, and you know, it's. I think Trump needs to go ahead and do the last thing that he has the authority to do is to release all that information unretracted, un-dedacted.
Well, I think Rob can make a simple statement. I'm gonna
probably do it this afternoon or
today. Trump, in the way of keeping out of this indirectly, would just be to declassify the information and make sure it comes over from the Department of Justice and the FBI, so it's not redacted. The problem is there's so much redactions they can't make sense of it.
Right, right. Well, that's part of the information that they kept out was Peter Strzok's saying he's not going to win or we won't let him win.
Right.
I mean, that was not even crossed out. They just didn't submit it. So, you know, there's so much control in that seventh floor. You know, that's going to be the death of America unless Trump can get that information out. We got a couple of congressmen, I guess, from Florida and Texas that are still in there fighting. But every time they go before Judge Jeanine, it looks like she's, you know, she's the only one that cuts to the chase. And we need to get to where Trump needs to cut the Gordian knot.
Yeah, by the way, I want to mention something here that John W. Spring sent me. He's saying that apparently Syrian President Bashar al-Assad may be visiting North Korea. What do you think the story behind that is?
Wow. Boy, I'd have to think about that for a little bit. Very interesting.
Yeah, and of course what it is already Tehran has released a statement to North Korea that is presumed to have been made by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, who is a close friend and ally of al-Assad, alleging the United States could cancel its denuclearizing agreement within hours. However, such a visit to Pyongyang by President al-Assad must be considered an attempt by Syria to destroy or at least weaken the government made at the summit, the agreement made at the summit in North Korea. So, you know, I don't see Assad as being that suicidally stupid to try to interfere with that agreement. The fact that that an agreement is made to actually neutralize the nuclear missile programs of Iran isn't going to make, you know, because Trump is not trying to do regime change. He's already stated that. That's why he didn't, with McMaster, put a 250,000 troops in after he did the stupid attack with the White Hats, indicating there was a bombing of their own citizenry in Syria. And I think Trump is starting to get wise that he's been manipulated by people around him. That's why McMaster's gone, okay? I was really beside myself angry that he would attack Syria and these so-called missile silo sites, when in fact even the international agencies and the United Nations all said, hey, that the chemical weapons are gone. And Bashar al-Assad is not going to do something stupid when he's winning the war and he's destroying his so-called enemies and taking back every inch of Syria. It's craziness. So I don't buy this, do you?
By doing that, he's scaring the heck out of, you know, North Korea, who really looks like they want to let go. You know, I don't want to be, you know, caught with this thing. It's just like planting
right, and of course,
on a victim and having the police shoot him.
Hillary
and right. Obama with Libya and other places where people have already, you know, kept their end of the bargain, and then they go in and destroy his country and steal his gold and turn it into absolute chaos and starvation.
Right, and it was the same thing with John Bolton, who's allegedly behind a plot to start the Iraqi war and to bomb Iran. I don't think Trump is going to try to weaponize Israel so it can bomb the Bashar reactor or take out the Western Iran and their nuclear forces there. I think what Trump wants to do is have on-site inspections of both military and non-military sites and totally put it to the Iranians that we're going to deconstruct you. Now, the statement by Rouhani that he's going to continue re-enrichment is enraging. They need to know we're going to slap them with so many sanctions and we're going to start coming in to actually say, okay, the next thing is we're going to send in Delta Force and our special op inspection team and you're going to submit or else. And we need to have an agreement where Trump has a meeting for the offsite, not in Iran. It's similar to the one with Pyongyang and Kim and a remote site, and so they can start working on a similar agreement. Iran needs to realize that this is not going to be something they can wiggle out of because the Europeans, at least temporarily, are on side. The Europeans can't stay on side when they hear the statement by Rouhani that he's going to continue enrichment. So even Macron is not happy with it. I mean, he was formally stating he was in total support of this agreement against Trump to stay in business with Iran because the Germans and the French and the other European countries are making money by doing business dealings with Iran against these sanctions. So what I see happening here is Europe is going to get broken by this, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that Assad is going to meet with North Korea. Maybe he wants to see how would you negotiate with America, because in a sense it's a three-party type thing, Syria, Iran, and Russia, negotiating with America is how we're going to stabilize the Middle East and allow a non-regime change Syria to coexist beside Israel so that Damascus doesn't get bombed. And like it says in the prophetic word, become a haunt for hoot owls and wild foxes because no human being can inhabit it. That's coming someday, unfortunately, if it's mishandled.
Yeah, no, I see some shaping up of Trump with his demands also. I mean, with his continued white helmet support.
Yeah, that's not good. White helmet support indicates he'll be drawn to another conflict, right?
Right.
Gary, please continue.
Yeah, you were talking about Assad and going to North Korea, and I think that probably be good. It might give him a little bit of leverage because of Trump's State Department having refunded the white helmets. So, if you're supposed to be having people give up their weapons, whether it's gas or mass destruction or anything else, and you're supposed to be protecting the regime, you shouldn't be funding white helmets that is going after against the regime of Assad.
Right. And if Trump is, you can't do opposite things. In other words, if Trump's saying he's not in for a regime change, hitting the Syria in the first place with missiles wasn't just to make a point against use of chemical weapons when he didn't have proof. It's also, he didn't follow it up with troops like McMaster wanted, and now he's funding, after in May, he actually defunded the white helmets, and now they're refunding them through the State Department. So this is duplicitous behavior.
A liar out of Trump, and it should give North Korea a reason to say, hey, wait a minute, because he's going through the same, conditional giving up of weapons. So if I were Trump, I'd maybe...
He should defund them now. You think that somebody else was the one involved with the State Department putting this money through? Because they don't necessarily check with Trump when they do this, do they?
No, it's so massive. I mean, our federal government, a couple trillion dollars a year with everything going on. It's the administration.
Maybe he listens to radio and TV. Maybe he listens to this show. He should become aware that the white helmets are a trigger for a thermonuclear conflict with Syria. And Syria is so tied to Iran. An attack on Syria is an attack on Iran. An attack on Iran is a guarantee of a thermonuclear war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. And the Saudi Arabians have already stated that they want...
The port of Russia. I mean, it's one of the few foreign ports they have. We have ports, we got hundreds of bases around the world. And that's one of the few that Russia has in the Mediterranean. So
you're talking about the Latakia port, and they're not going to give it up on their base. I don't think Russia really has any intention of massively expanding their air force there to see if they can, quote, take over the Middle East. They just want to make sure their ally, Syria... And by the way, Syria protects the Christian community there and the Jewish community, because people don't realize the form of Muslims that Bashar al-Assad is actually, in a sense, an amalgam between Syrian Christianity and Islam. It's a very different amalgam. It's not like other regular Islam, is it?
That's right.
In fact, he's made statements against Wahhabism in Saudi Arabia and against the extreme Muslims who want to do terrorism. The least likely guy to do terrorism is a half-Christian, half-Muslim guy. Bashar al-Assad was an eye doctor with a British wife who had to come in there because his older brother was an alcoholic and couldn't take over from his father when the nation was going into disarray. Syria is the only stable, if you want to call it, republic in the Middle East that protected Christians and Jews. Period.
Exactly. Well, Iraq was pretty secular when Hussein.
They were even under Saddam Hussein. In fact, his finance minister was a Christian, and he said, "I trust Christians because these different Muslim groups would stab him in the back." So he had a Christian as his finance minister.
Right. No, we've radicalized all of Islam, and again, it's you go back to Albert Pike, which you mentioned on the radio, a couple of months ago, and
right. Even Erdogan of Turkey stated last week that he sees a great conflict in the nuclear war between the scimitar and the cross. In other words, another crusade, another counterattack with, you know, created, by the way, by globalists on purpose, rather than reforming Islam, just like the Christian church was reformed during the Middle Ages when they were killing the Albigensians, anybody who disagreed with the Vatican. And the fact is, it was actually the Muslims who protected the Christians in Europe so they didn't get wiped out by the armies of the Pope and his affiliates in France and Germany, etc. It was the Muslims who actually protected the Protestant Christians from being completely expunged and destroyed by the Vatican. People don't know this, do they?
No idea. When we were off the air, I mentioned about a book. We were talking about George Romney and his father. I ran across a book that I got, 1963, by Frank Capel. It said he worked for 25 years in the Chief of Bureau of Subversive Activities in New York City. And in there, he's got an article on the Council of World Tensions, which includes George Romney, who was the saboteur of the Goldwater campaign, along with a half a dozen others. But some of the other people belonging to this Council of World Tensions, of course, on 41st Street, New York City, was Paul G. Hoffman, who was the head of the Fund for the Republic. And that's a split of the Ford Foundation that was really radical. And it gave Castro millions of dollars. It's a member, you know, Paul Hoffman's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and all of that. But other people include Adlai Stevenson, Lester Pearson from Canada, George Romney, Charles Percy, who was the director of the Ford Foundation, also Zollerbach, the huge lumber paper outfit.
Right.
These were people that were involved in pushing, you know, world government and world order, and along with the United World Federalists, and then you're going right into Ronald Reagan and Norman Cousins and Walter Reuther and Jacquard H. Rothschild, etc. But this guy was he traveled the country, and this is a tiny little book. It's
any relationship to Mitt Romney?
Well, he isn't, but the George Romney of the Council of World Tensions is the father of the George Romney we have running now. And he was the one that was out to destroy Goldwater, not only against Rockefeller, but against Johnson. Romney stayed in there kind of like the Romney today, kept going after Trump even after he won the nomination. So,
what do you think Romney's going to do now? I think he's running for Senate seat, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, he might get a plurality or a majority there, but it's a shame.
People don't know that the tie between the Mormon Church and the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, there's a direct link. It's the 1940s when the Rockefeller Foundations and the Rothschilds actually rescued the Mormons who had lost and gone bankrupt, the church had, from their sugar plantations in Hawaii. And it was the Rockefellers and Rothschilds who actually rescued them from bankruptcy. There's long and strong ties for the last 80 years almost between the globalist Rothschild Rockefellers and the Mormons. People don't know that, do they?
Right. And the religions have always been, you know, easy pickings for them. You've got the John Foster Dulles, part of the Federal Council of Churches, that did his great convention in Europe, in England, during the Second World War. And during the Second World War, you know, they were calling for a one-world government, an international army, etc. And today we have, you know, Rick Warren with his purpose-driven church, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. They're bringing in community everything right now, in joining with the left and the right and everybody. I'll have to get some more information on it, but it's, they use the word democracy, and they've got it's like a coalition of the community in order to have, you know, peace and tranquility and harmony. So what it does is it dilutes anybody with their own individual thought or individual cultures, and they're keeping taking the attention off of the conspiracy by being part of it, you know, a benign, semi-benign part of the neutralization that's going on across the United States, whereas the Christians and families should really be up in arms. In fact, this coming Father's Day, the culture distorters are saying there shouldn't be a Father's Day. It's, in a sense, people that aren't fathers. And then they go into their, 25 different sex orientations.
Yeah, in other words, they're behind a lot of the disturbed idea of, 36 different genders where only two sexes. Right?
Right. Yeah, so Father's Day is an offense, and so they're trying to snuff it out.
Well, they want to snuff out the human race and normal reproduction. They want to have 90% of the world population gone, replaced by an underclass of laboratory-grown cyborg humans, and only the Gattaca upper class are genetically, cybernetically enhanced and can actually have male and female sex having children.
Right.
That's where it's going.
Culture distortion happened right before the genocide of Cambodia and Red China.
Wow. Well, we'll be signing off here in a minute from their Genesis show, but we're going to have a live program. Sign on to our Vimeo channel, and you can watch the show directly with the pictures and diagrams and charts with Gary Richard Arnold and me, doing a summary of some of the things we talked about and expanding on them right in about a couple minutes.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.